President Truman's address in connection with the issuance of the postal stamp honoring women in the service.
Mr. President, as Secretary of Defense, and speaking for the men of the military services, we're very proud of the tribute being paid today to our women in uniform. In a democracy, the obligations of citizenship must be shared by each of us. The issue of a stamp for the first time in the history of America, honoring our service women, is a lasting symbol of that obligation. Mr. President, I have the honor of presenting the Postmaster General of the United States, Mr. Donald.
Thank you, Secretary Leavitt. Mr. President, distinguished guests, and the women in the armed services. Today, through the issuance of a special postage stamp, the Post Office Department is paying tribute to the women in our armed services, to the thousands of young women who have answered the call to share service for freedom. Since the days of the Spanish-American War, women have increasingly associated themselves with military service and have served their country with distinction. In every emergency, they have come forward to accept the challenge and give concrete evidence of their devotion and loyalty to this great land of ours. During World War II, thousands of patriotic young women from all walks of life answered their country's call, yes, left the comfort and security of their homes to go to distant points to serve their country in her time of need. And today, when the need is so great, the young women of America are not unmindful of the outstanding services they are in a position to render in building our military strength for the sake of our national security. Yes, these women have responded, and they will respond as long as the free world is threatened. To you, Mr. President, who made this stamp possible, I can sincerely say that I believe it will be one of the most popular postage stamps ever issued by the United States government, and it was with great pleasure that I received your instructions to proceed with the issuance of this particular stamp. In issuing this commemorative stamp, the Post Office Department not only recognizing the great contribution women have made to their country, but is likewise providing the means by which the story of the women in our armed services may be carried into every home in the land. No more universal, dignified, or appropriate dissemination of this message is available than in the issuance of such a stamp. We have ordered an initial printing of 110 million of these stamps honoring the women in our armed services. This new stamp may be obtained only at Washington, D.C. today, but within the next few days it will be available at post offices throughout the country. I feel confident that this stamp will inspire many young women to join your ranks and accept the challenge to do their part to assure a fair and more peaceful world. Mr. President, it gives me extreme pleasure to present to you the first sheet of these stamps. And a little later on, I will present to you albums for you to present to the women in the armed services.
Thank you very much, Mr. Postmaster General. I appreciate very much having the first sheet of these stamps, which honor the women in the services. Women in the services are something that has taken place on a great scale in my lifetime. In times gone by, women weren't allowed to vote or to hold office or to work in industry except in a menial capacity. In this long struggle for liberation and equality, for our mothers and our sisters and our cousins and our aunts, we had the most violent opposition. I was in the gallery of the United States Senate one time when I heard the senior United States Senator from Missouri make a most bitter speech against woman suffrage. He wouldn't dare do that today because he couldn't get back there if he did. We had some opposition to women in the services, but we took them in, and no one would throw them out now, I'm sure of that. In fact, the services would have a hard time to operate without them. There were over 300,000 women in the services in World War II. They filled 239 military jobs and released fighting men for the front. There are 9 components in which women serve and have permanent status by act of Congress signed and approved by the President of the United States. 450 jobs in the services are open to women, some of them requiring highly complicated training. There are 46,000 women now serving as voluntary officers and enlisted personnel. They're serving in 15 countries. We need many more thousands to meet the military manpower needs. And I hope you'll tell everybody you see that there are a lot of good places vacant for good-looking young ladies and good-looking middle-aged ladies who can help the welfare of this country now as never before. Now, this place here has some historical significance. This is a place where it's my duty sometimes to pin medals of honor on men who have earned them on the front. The highest honor that can come to anyone in the military services. And it's the highest honor that I can myself receive when I hand out those medals. Now I want to say to you, women of the services, that your devotion to duty is right in line with those men who earn those medals. And if you had the opportunity, you'd earn the medals too. Sometimes you earn the medals and never get them. But I want to say that I think this is a great occasion. Appreciate it. Appreciate the privilege of being a party to the commemorative stamp which has been ordered to be distributed today. This, I think, will be really a historical event. I want to congratulate the services on the way they are handling the women in the services. Today, you see the women in the front rank, and you see the soldiers and the sailors and the Marines in the back rank. Now, they're usually always in the front rank, no matter what happens, because there isn't a man alive who doesn't owe something to his mother or his sister or his wife. Again, I want to say that I'm just as happy as I can be to be here and to help celebrate this occasion. Congratulations to the women in the service. If Colonel Mary A. Halloran, the director of the WAX, will come forward, I'll give her a booklet. Captain Joy B. Hancock, Assistant Chief of Naval Personnel for Women. Colonel Catherine A. Towell, Director of Women Marines.
Thank you, Dr.
Hayden. That's a nice book. If you have this book, Master General, get them all up on the first page. Colonel Mary J. Shelley, Director of WAF. Colonel Ruby Bryant, Chief Army Nurse Corps. Colonel Rena M. Zeller, Chief Air Force Nurse Corps. Captain Winnie Gibson, Director, Navy Nurse Corps. Colonel Nell Wickliffe, Chief Army Women Medical Specialist Corps.
Thank you.
Colonel Miriam E. Perry, Chief Air Force Women Medical Specialist Corps. The Secretary of Defense, Robert A. Lovett.
Identify you.
Mrs. Anna M. Rosenberg, Assistant Secretary of Defense.
Congratulations, Anna.
I instructed the Postmaster General to give these all up, and if you want them autographed, I'll be glad to autograph them for you. I can't do it now, but I will at a later date.
bring them right up.
I think the door is closed.